I told the girl, you got to realize I was wrought with anger and I couldn't shake what had happened to me. I couldn't believe that God would allow something to happen. And listen, when I was in college, a guy would talk to me about Jesus and I would beat him up every time. Had no use for Christians because the Christians I saw were fair weather Christians and they weren't depth. They would do this on the outside and over here they would be doing something else. And I didn't like that because I'm a man of conviction. If I tell him I'm going to do something short of dying, I'm going to do it. I don't waver and it's cost me a lot of things in my life. So I went into the cafe and I told the little girl, I don't want my waitress to speak to me, look at me, or even breathe on me. She was so polite. I remember it like yesterday. She said, great. I got the person for you. Great. Let's go. Walked in on this side. There was about 10 people. On this side, there was no one. I sat down and back then my clothes were really what I found my, other than cars, my identity in, and I had a pair of $2,500 shoes on. Bruno Mali's, it was really stupid. I had a brand new suit on and this gal comes in, she was about 79 years old, slams the water down. And the water went up and it went all over me. And I was furious. And it was like two gladiators going at it. I mean, about to kill each other. And it took 1 minute and 2 seconds to figure out there was one gladiator and one mouse. I happened to be that mouse. You see, she had 47 PhDs in jerkology. Life had beat her down and she was not playing. It didn't matter what I say, she was sharper, quicker, and meaner than I was. I think she was bred by a rattlesnake, reared by a pack of wolves, and she had the backbone of a silverback gorilla. And it didn't matter what I said. I finally said, man, why don't you sit down and let me buy you a piece of pie and a cup of coffee? I was beat. I didn't know what to say. She politely told me what I could do with the coffee and pie, and it was not eat or drink it, trust me. I am very persistent in my life. It didn't matter what it was. They told me I couldn't do things. I finally got her to sit down. That was a win for me. I didn't care what happened at that time. I was still a jerk and didn't really care about her. And then she said this, okay, crybaby, tell me your story. And then I envisioned dragging her out by her hair, shoving her head under my car and running over it. And then it wasn't good enough because I really envisioned backing up and running over it again. But I didn't do that. I said, you know, I got to tell you, my father committed suicide today and I found him. And in the most nasty way, she goes, really? That's it? That's why you're crying? I knew you were crybaby. And she, I can't even repeat the thing she's saying. And I wanted to punch her, but I didn't. I said, well, tell me your story. She said, you know, my husband did not tell me. He had pancreatic cancer. We lived in a beautiful house in a beautiful town just outside of Chicago. And one day he came home and said, we're moving. We moved back to this godforsaken town, about 900 people. She said, everybody's in your business. Everybody knows everything. And I said, I grew up in a town of 57 people. I know about that. She said, 2 months after we moved here, he died. I'm thinking, is that it? You moron. Mine's worse than yours. I started in on her and she cut me off. Shut up. Listen. I'm not usually one that'll ever shut up. And if you tell me to shut up, I continue on, and then I'll continue on just to agitate you. But I shut up. It was something about this woman I wanted to hear the rest of the story. She goes, I'm going to tell you something. My two kids that are divorced and my two grandkids came back for the funeral. They came back to this godforsaken town, stayed a week, and then they headed home. 1 hour from the house, a car crossed through the median, hit them head on and killed all four of them. If you play chess, you know that's checkmate. I am horrible at the game. I love it, but I don't understand. But I know that that's checked me. Her life was more filled with despair than mine. So I made it a mission to sit and listen, which I don't, at that point, probably never listened to anybody. I always liked to talk, and I always wanted everything about me. I was an internal thinker. We talked about everything. She told me she liked to bake. She told me everything about it, and I told her I love to hunt, and I have a car that I painted camouflage and it was a $100,000 car, and she said, aren't you stupid? I said, probably. She goes, do you hunt in the car? I said, no, I just like to agitate people. And we talked till 10 o'clock and I pulled out a napkin and I wrote with a red pen and said, little do you understand the kind words you gave a young man's heart today. Changed my heart from self-pity to gratitude. My bill, now listen, this is 23 years ago. My bill was $17.49. I left a $100 bill on my business card and I was out of there. I flew back to the corporate office. I began being a jerk again, which I was very good at. And about 2 weeks later, A, my personal assistant in the morning, I always called her A because that was B, came in and said, Dave, you got a watch. And I could hear it rattling there. I said, A, if it's a watch, you broke it. And I opened the box, and you know the towels when the restrooms are out of towels, they put the roll on there and you roll them off and then you tear what you want and you always get too many. And she tore off a long piece and she wrote on there, Lil, do you understand the spark? You gave an old woman's heart today. It changed my life from despair to knowing I have a mission. Please accept the gift. What? Gift? I was done with that. I want to see the gift. I was still a jerk. I pulled it out. It was a 45 bullet. I thought, you are stupid. I do not hunt with a 45. As Paul Harvey said, here's the rest of the story. I picked it up and she said, I searched everything in my house to give you something for changing my life. The only thing that I have worthy of offering you is the bullet I was going to commit suicide with. Listen to my story, guys. I didn't offer her money. I didn't offer anything other than my time. It's crazy. So at that point in time, I cried out to God. And I want you to understand that the human mind is a crazy thing.